Welcome to the Land Ho Podcast, a Sea of Thieves podcast. I am your host, Michael, and joining me is Brian. How's it going, Brian?
It's going well, Michael. How are you doing?
Doing really well. Another week of Sea of Thieves, and a lot happened last week in the, not so much in the game, but in the community. But before we jump into things, I just want to give a quick update on the podcast and just wanted to thank people for listening. We seem to be growing every week, which is really awesome, and it shows how many people really are passionate and care about Sea of Thieves, just like us. And if you're new to the podcast, thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate it. We are once a week podcast on everything Sea of Thieves, whether you like the game or you don't like the game. I think we can all agree that we're rooting for the game's success, and we're using this podcast as a medium. We're doing it for fun, but also trying to make an impact on the community, as well as hopefully trying to reach the developers and trying to be a voice for people who really do care about the game. So thanks so much for listening. And so with that, let's jump into things, Brian. So I think what everyone is talking about, if you go on the internet, is the Pirate Legend debate. So there's kind of two sides to the controversy. And the first is the first Pirate Legend. The second is what happens at Pirate Legend. So just giving a quick synopsis, we go into the details on what exactly transpired on Thursday morning. But a Twitch streamer named Prodigy appears to be the first out in the open Pirate Legend, and he got there Thursday morning.
Yeah, the community's up in arms. They started the hashtag not my Pirate Legend because they found his method so questionable to reach reputation 50 across all three factions. Basically what he did was he got all of his Twitch followers or his friends, whoever, to let him join their crews as they were turning in loot, and he would just join their crew, turn in the loot, get all the reputation and the gold, and then rinse and repeat, join another crew and do the exact same thing. So everybody's kind of upset at how he got there. I'm not as upset as everyone. Like, I'm not a part of the whole Not My Pirate Legend movement. I don't necessarily care that much, because all I really cared about was seeing what happened once Pirate Legend was achieved. So I'm glad that somebody got there pretty quickly. But what do you think, Michael? Are you as upset as the rest of the community is?
I will say that it is, to me, like, first of all, I think there's a lot of people who are overreacting. I think that, like, given, like, look, like, I think people are upset because there's a bunch of streamers who are grinding so hard, like, without quote-unquote boosting. And, you know, we saw a sniper named G. He became Pirate Legend Saturday by just grinding it out. Like, I think he was on a 20-hour stream and did it. And there's other people, Eddie Monster's crew as well. They're, like, in the high 40s right now. And so I think it's upsetting because you're seeing that there are streamers who are, like, grinding it out on their own. And it's really actually pretty fun to watch. So I do understand why people are giving him a hard time. And I'm not too happy with the situation. Though, just kind of on the other side of things, there's no, like, cash reward. There's no, like, there technically really wasn't any type of contest out there in the public. It's sort of just, like, you know, I guess being famous, sort of micro famous, I guess, in the community, in the gaming community. But I will say, though, I think people need to kind of not harass him as much. I think he's getting a lot of harassment from this, from a lot of gamers and stuff, and it's not cool, man. And especially in his he can barely stream without people just harassing him over and over again. And I think people, hopefully this week, will kind of forget about it. It's not really worth the time. And on the other side, too, is that he wasn't necessarily, like, I don't think it was his goal to be, like, the first. I think we can all agree everyone is genuinely curious about what happens at Pirate Legend. But he was just, and what he says, at least, whether you believe it or not, he says he wasn't trying to be the first. He just wanted, as everybody wanted, to see what happens at Pirate Legend. He just wanted to get there. And everyone wanted to know. People didn't want to wait more than a week. So he did it. I guess, technically.
Looking at it from his side, if he truly didn't want to be the first Pirate Legend, I think on his stream, there's, like, a quote in the description that says, like, it was never about me, it was always about the game or something like that. So looking at it from his perspective, he was doing the community a service by grinding it out, whether his methods were questionable or not. He was just grinding it out, trying to get to Power Legend. So I do think people are overreacting, like you said. Everyone needs to calm down. This doesn't affect them at all. It doesn't affect the way they play the game at all. If anything, this is good for the community because it gives everyone an insight on into what happens once you become Pirate Legend. But, I mean, people definitely need to give this guy a break. Like, I don't know if streaming is his livelihood. For a lot of streamers, it is. And if he can't stream right now, that's kind of messed up that they're harassing him to the point where he can't even get off a regular stream. So people need to calm down. But, I mean, there is something to be said about being able to rally a bunch of different people and convince them to let you join their crew and get their rewards. Like, there's definitely something to be said about that. That's kind of what pirating is anyway. It's kind of ironic that the way that the first Pirate Legend became was kind of scummy, I guess. But I mean, what else can you expect from a pirate game?
Right. And I kind of said this on the bonus episode last week too, is like, he technically, what he did was unethical, but technically, like, he wasn't breaking the game or hacking the game in any kind of way. I'm not super happy about it, but I think, like, as a community, we can move past it and sort of talk about kind of like the bigger issue, which is we've seen at this stage in the game's life, which is almost about 2 weeks, is the legendary voyages and what they mean right now. And what it is a combination of the three factions. So basically your whole wheel of maps, it's just a couple merchants, a couple gold, and a couple order of souls, and you do all of it. And there's going to be, and the only new thing is that there's going to be legendary chests that you find from any one of them, I guess. So I think it just seems like you grind all the way to level 50s, and you're not meant to grind it in a week, right? Like, it's going to take you months to get there. And I think that's kind of cool, I guess. But for the average player, it's probably way too long. But anyway, like, I just think, like, it's like you get all the way there and then you find out that you're going to, it's like even grindier, right? It's like those voyages that are like five maps. Just I personally would rather do a bunch of small voyages than like a couple like long voyages.
No, I agree. I was beyond disappointed when I saw him. I was watching a stream after he became Pirate Legend, and when he put down that first voyage and everybody voted on it, to see the whole wheel just full of all three factions, and I was just thinking, really? Is this it? I mean, you get the legendary chest, but basically the game does not change one bit once you hit Pirate Legend. And so you put in all these hours, and this is what we talked about in the months leading up to the game, or the weeks leading up to the game, during the scale test and the beta. Like, Pirate Legend was so hyped up, like, how cool is it going to be? What's it going to be? Nobody knew. Rare was pretty much silent on it, other than the fact that there was a legendary tavern and a new ship. But when I saw that, I was very disappointed because, like you said, you put in all these hours and you get to this legendary status, and the game is basically the same as you've been playing the whole time, which I understand that's the core of the game, doing the voyages, collecting chests, doing all this stuff. But if I get to level 50 with each faction, I want something meaningful to happen. I don't want just one or two more clothing sets and then just redoing all the factions again, all the same voyages. It's kind of, I don't know, it's boring to me.
I agree. And I will say, just the Legendary Tavern itself, I think it's really cool. And I think the way you get in, I mean, I guess we won't really spoil it. You can look it up yourself, like how you get to Legendary Tavern, but it's pretty cool. It's pretty creative. It's really interesting. And once you're in the tavern, it is really cool. Like, the music is really cool. Like, it just seems like, wow, like, it's a journey finished. It's amazing. But, and there's cool outfits and stuff. There's not that many. And it's cool for about 5 minutes. Just watching his stream, of course, Brian and I have not yet gotten there, but it's maybe next year we'll get there.
Next year, definitely.
But it is kind of concerning, like, because the game, first of all, I still have a great time, just like prefacing, like, I still have a great time logging in and stuff, and like, I'm concerned about the replayability, but like, I still like kind of get sucked into the game. But I guess we can talk about that later, but it is kind of concerning that it's even grindier once you get to that. And essentially, it's like Athena's Fortune, which is like a fourth faction, which is a combination of the three original factions. And so you're still leveling up on that one. I'm not sure what the max level is yet, but it's concerning. And like, as some have said, this is really a $60 game preview, is what people call it. And I hate that terminology, but after seeing that, I don't necessarily agree with saying this. I think this is a complete game. Is it a $60 game? Right now, it definitely is not. I can safely say that. But it is very concerning that like once you get to Pirate Legend, it's even grindier. And I could see people just being like really turned off by that, especially when this week is when people are going to get off their 14-day trial for Game Pass, which I think most players, I'm guessing, are on.
The issue is that Rare really talked this up as being the end game and that the game really begins once you hit Pirate Legend, but it doesn't seem that way. It just seems like the game continues. And if the game truly began when you hit Pirate Legend, then the end game would be so much better. Like, if you look at a game like Destiny, the end game is the full game. Like, you play through the story and you hit the end game, and there's like a ton of different activities that you can only access once you get to that end game state. But in Sea of Thieves, you get to that end game state and it's just like the same thing. It just seems like a little bit more like glorified, I guess. They just pile on all the quests and like you have the legendary status, but if that doesn't really mean anything, then it's not truly an end game.
Yeah, especially, yeah, they did talk it up, and especially when he said pretty much verbatim, like, the game truly begins at Pirate Legend. I think that is ridiculous at this point. Like, that is such a bummer, to especially to see what it is now. And maybe they just didn't think they were going to add into the game later, but like, they should have been ready. I mean, they should know that people, like, they said that they were expecting their first Pirate Legend within a couple weeks. Like, this game has been in development for, I think, 5 years. I just think it's pretty ridiculous that they couldn't, they just like couldn't put something compelling in the end game besides like a cool outfit, which I think is cool, and just some other like stuff that you get. Like, I just, it's pretty concerning to me. I feel pretty deceived. I mean, I'm still going to play the game. I still want to be Pirate Legend, but like, it's just pretty, it's a huge bummer. I just think like if the game truly begins there, like a true end game really opens up, and I feel like it doesn't really open up as much as Rare said.
To me, like, a true end game would be like a whole new map to discover, brand new islands, like a whole new like play area, I guess. But like, we got none of that. And like, part of getting to Pirate Legend status was the fact that you would get a hideout of your own and a new ship. And that's not even in the game yet. Like, for most people, this isn't going to matter because there's like two Pirate Legends. So like, when they do eventually come out with these things, with these like extra things for the Pirate Legend, then in like a couple months, then more people will be there and more people will get to experience it. But the fact that it's not even in the game yet, I don't understand it. I really don't understand why they don't, like, why isn't it in the game yet?
It's a little strange. And I think in most like MMOs, like I mean, maybe like World of Warcraft or something like that, it does take a long time to get to the end game. But and so like, I will give Rare credit there, but in those type of MMOs, there's a lot more to do, a lot more content to get you to the end game. And plus, the end game is worth it. And at this point, like, it doesn't really seem like the end game is worth it.
It just feels like they half-assed the end game. Like, if this is truly the end game, this is truly what they came up with as the end game, and like, you now the game starts, like, nothing is new here. It's the exact same. So watching that, I was just very disappointed. I don't know if like I was deceived, kind of, but they were kind of just quiet on the end game. So we speculated like that's either a good thing or a bad thing. Like, there's something really cool waiting for us and they want it to be a surprise. But it turned out to be the opposite of that there was actually nothing waiting for us. And so it was still a surprise, but it was a very rude surprise and not what I wanted to see from a game that's been hyped up and a game that's been in development for so long.
Right. And I think Brian and I were being obviously critical of the game because we just really want the game to succeed, and we love the core gameplay of this of this title. Like, it's awesome. It's amazing. I mean, it's just like these things that like you think were obvious like aren't in the game, and it's just so sad because this game is so beautiful. It is so fun. It's just crazy. It's crazy cool how this game is. And it's just like this little, I mean, it's not little, but it's like, it's just such a bummer that like, this is what we're talking about at this point. And that kind of goes into what Rare has to do this week. Because don't you think that they have to say something this week? Like even one thing to tease, one piece of content to tease, whether it's at the legendary pirate status or getting to that status, like don't you think they need something this week, especially when people's Game Pass trials are ending this week?
I 100% think they need to release a roadmap. Like, it should have already been released, I think. Like, they should have said something as soon as Prodigy became Pirate Legend, like, okay, he's here, we know it's incomplete, like, acknowledge that it's incomplete, they know it's incomplete, everybody knows it's incomplete, acknowledge that it's incomplete, but then put out a roadmap saying, here's what we're going to do over the next 6 to 9 months. We have this update coming out in 3 months that they've already mentioned that that's coming out with the ship, the legendary ship, and then the hideout. But if they don't come out with a roadmap like tomorrow, when this comes out, that'll be Wednesday. But if they don't come out with it on Monday or Tuesday, like people are gonna be really upset because my Game Pass trial ends on Wednesday. A lot of people's is gonna end the day this comes out on Tuesday, and if those players, I don't know how the stats on it, but if those players, I feel like it's a lot of players on the Game Pass trial, if they don't have some sort of idea of what they would be purchasing if they were to buy the game, they're just going to stop playing the game for the next 2.5 months till the first big update comes out. So Rare is definitely behind the eight ball on this one. They need to come out with something meaningful. I don't know what that would be. Personally, there's a lot of like small things I'd like to see. I'd like them to fix player respawns. I'd like them to add like something like a rowboat. But those are just like small things. They need like a big, meaningful content update. And if they don't, I think this game is going to lose a lot of players. And it might not, I don't know, I'll still play it probably, but it's just going to alienate a huge part of the player base because they've been so transparent up to this point. And now if they're just quiet, if Rare's quiet all of a sudden, it's not a good look.
Yeah, and for people like me who pre-ordered the game a while ago, I think a lot of the player base had so much faith in this game, and I still do have a lot of faith in the game. And to Brian's point, like, now that the Pirate Legend thing is out, like, everybody knows what it is. I don't think there's any harm in releasing something. And even if they say, hey, look, like as Brian said, acknowledge there's something missing, acknowledge that there needs to be more content. And they kind of have a little bit, but like directly they should just be honest. And I think that would go a long ways. They don't have to, it's okay. They can acknowledge it. That's fine. But like, they shouldn't be being quiet about it. Acknowledging your mistakes is totally fine. And I think they've been so transparent up to this point, and they continually give developer updates, but they need to be a little bit more transparent at this point now. And I think when the new developer update hopefully comes out this week again, they need to acknowledge their mistakes and tease, even if it's just one thing, I think that would get people to be a lot more excited. A roadmap would obviously be awesome. Kind of similar how Destiny 2 laid out their roadmap for, like, I think it's like February through May. They released a roadmap, super detailed, and like whether people like the roadmap or not, I think that was like a cool thing that they did. And I think at this point, Rare needs to come up with some sort of outline until June, because June is like when they announce their big new update. But they need to at least tell us something that's going to happen in June. And even if it gets pushed, like, so be it. But it's going to be really sad when a lot of players drop off from Game Pass. And I think some will convert to sales, some won't. I think most aren't going to convert until they hear about something that brings them back. A lot of people will forget to unsubscribe, so I'm sure they're betting on that too.
Here's one thing that they could tease this week, like a 3-man ship. You have a 2-man ship, and you have a 3 or 4-person ship. You could tease a 3-man ship, and that might excite a lot of people. Instead of having to man a galleon with one person down, you could have like a 3-man ship that, I don't know, has like 6 cannons on it. And if you have a crew of three, you don't want to add a fourth person every time, you can hop on that ship. That's like something that's not necessarily like a huge content update, but it's like a small enough thing, or it's a big enough thing to get people excited, but it's not necessarily like a huge content update where they have to come up with some huge like storyline or like a fifth faction or something like that. It's something that's like kind of in that middle ground, but that could still get people excited to play.
I totally agree with that. I mean, anything like that, I think, could get people excited about the game. And to Rare's credit, we should present their side too, is like, they did say like, this is going to be a regular updated game. It's going to be kind of like a quote unquote game as a service, but it's still, you know, kind of, I think we just have to kind of have faith in Rare and that they're going to come through with that. That this isn't just going to be the end of the game. Like, this isn't it. Like, it's going to be updated every few months. And if that's the case, that's awesome. And I still have faith in Rare. They're an amazing studio. However, I think we are due for some answers this week. Otherwise, we are going to see that drop off. I mean, we just need one incentive to get people excited. I mean, for me, like, I still log on to the game because, like, I still have fun. I really like doing the missions. Or the voyages, it's really fun for me, and I just kind of like the pace of the game. It's just kind of different, but I'm still gonna get to Pirate Legend status. It's gonna take months, I'm guessing, for me, but for the general gamers, and this game, like we've said on previous episodes, isn't for everyone. So people are going to not like the game. That's totally fine. There are hardly any games that really attract every single gamer out there, but there are some things. If they want the game to succeed even further, and success, who knows what that really means, but they do have to have something that they need to announce this week, especially with what went down last week.
Say it takes for both of us to get 3 months to get Pirate Legend status. So when the next big update is out, we hit Pirate Legend status around that time. The biggest thing in that, aside from the new ship and the hideout, is microtransactions. People will buy into that, the microtransactions, and do the pets and everything, but that's not a content update. That doesn't add anything to the game. It's just something for Rare to make more money on. It's sort of like, it's not petty, but
it doesn't make the game inclusive to people who can't afford microtransactions.
It's essentially nothing in the current state of the game. Like, people want new activities to do. Right now, you're pretty much limited to three things. Well, four if you count the Skull Forts, but you're very limited on what you can do. So they need to add some sort of like fourth thing. A lot of people on the forums have been saying they'd like to see some sort of fishing implemented into the game, which I agree that'd be really fun if it was part of the Merchant Alliance. That would really change up the flow of their faction and their quests. Like, if you could fish sharks, or if they added like whales, you could fish whales, something like that. Just a new sort of thing to change it up. But if we get to Pirate Legend status in 3 months and all we get is microtransactions, what's left of the player base at that point, I think that'll like evaporate quickly.
True. It's, yeah, and obviously you're being super critical of the game, but I mean, I think a lot of the positive things that have happened in the past week, I think the game is a lot more stable. It still needs a little bit of work, but I think the game's more stable, and I think that's what Rare has said in their first developer update, that's their main, before content stuff. And they've acknowledged that there's going to be content updates, but the first thing that they need to do is make sure that like people, this isn't a problem anymore, but like there's no really big trouble getting into the game. There are some people are still getting, I think Almond Beard is the error that a lot of people are getting still, getting kicked out of the game a little bit. So I think once they focus on like the core, that stability and making sure performance is great across both PC and Xbox One X, and whatever types of like graphics cards you're having and stuff like that on your PC. Like, I heard some people are having trouble, I think with the AMD graphics cards, but I think once that is all figured out, like that should be the priority right now, just all around stability. Like, the game, you don't get kicked out, like you get your coin, your golden reputation when you turn it in real time. But once we're kind of past that like stability, and like, obviously, that's the priority, but they could still announce one piece of content, right? Like, while they're fixing those issues. But what do you think is kind of next? Like, what should they implement in terms of content or just gameplay?
Well, to your point, I definitely think that fixing all the bugs is the first thing they should have, they should be doing. Like, then they're definitely doing it. I still experience like some glitches, and today I loaded in and I couldn't switch between my weapons. So like, there's still some small things that they're fixing. They're ironing those out. I'll give them, you know, another week or two to fix that. I'm not really worried about that, but like I mentioned, a three-man ship would be awesome. I think a lot of people have been talking about hunting, which would be definitely welcome. Just something to change it up. There's still like smaller things like rowboats that they could add into the game. They definitely need to add more outfits. Like, I find it really weird that this is a cosmetic progression game and there's only like 4 or 5 full outfits that you can buy. What do you think they should add?
I agree with all that. Yeah, more outfits would be cool. I mean, there are a ton, but yeah, I mean, I think there should still be more. It doesn't really differentiate, but so this is a little bit, I think, what people kind of are talking about, but I think it's really important, which is, we see that the legendary stuff is missing, and on one side, it's like, should they prioritize like legendary, like the legendary ship, which still isn't in the game, I get, as we've seen, and the legendary voyages. But I think, like, although most of the player base won't get there for a while, I think it's really important to have something there so that some of the streamers who are becoming pirate legends in the next like week or two can show off on their live streams like, whoa, like this is really cool, like this legendary ship is actually like really fun to like man and stuff like that. And although most of the player base won't be there yet, it could be a really cool priority just to like add that layer of incentive, like, wow, legendary pirate status is what Rare was talking about. It actually is super legit. It's super cool, super fun. Let's all get there. And I think that should be a huge priority, just because it adds that incentive to get players there. Now, should they incentivize content for those who aren't at legendary pirate statuses? Probably, but I don't think it would necessarily be a bad thing to add incentives for that legendary stuff, especially because Rare literally gets free promotion from like Twitch and Mixer streams, and those pirate legends are going to be like, they're going to be, and it's going to really incentivize the player base to get them really motivated and work together to like get to legendary pirate status. And I'm also hoping that those pirate legends are going to help those who aren't. So like in the Discord, legends will like take on like 3 non-legends, and I think the legendary voyages yield more rep and more rep and gold. And I think hopefully that's something Rare intended for the game, is that legendary pirates, because they're able to bring non-legends into the tavern, that they'll be able to push them and help us who don't have 12 hours a day to play the game. But anyway, it's a side note. But yeah, I think that should be a priority for me. But I think just one extra piece of live content besides Skullforge could be also really cool, just to have another layer of like, you know, yielding a lot of cool, like a lot of results that a Skullfort contains, right? You get a ton of gold, you get like at least 10,000 gold, the most reputation, it's the most value for your time, but maybe one other live content could be really cool to yield similar stuff like that.
Maybe they could even add a new type of enemy, and with that enemy comes like a new type of Skullfort raid. So I don't know exactly what kind of enemy it would be, but they add this new enemy, and then with that enemy, you have different types of Skullforge. So that right there, there's more content, and it's not necessarily a ridiculous thing to implement into the game. But I definitely agree with your point about the Twitch streamers playing this game and showing off what Rare has in store for us. Because right now, Rare has nothing in store for us, even though they've said that this is where the game begins. There's nothing for us. So for all the people who are wanting something, there's nothing for us to work towards, essentially. And most people, what I see, like why they like this game, is just because of the shenanigans that you can get into. Like for me, I had a really good time yesterday playing with you, Michael. And we set off on a merchant voyage, but we didn't end up doing it. We just like took a sidetrack to follow another ship, and we stole their gold. And then we ended up doing a Skullfort raid while this voyage was still active. And we kind of just like made our own adventure in the game, which I had a really fun time doing. But if there's nothing that I'm still like working towards something, and if there's nothing there that I'm working towards, it's not really worth my time, I guess. So, I mean, I'm just really curious to see what Rare has to say about this.
Right. And I think that's also part of the thing, is like, so luckily we were able to like do the Skullfort and after a lot of shenanigans, we were able to like turn the key in, and just long story short, we got it all. But it is like part of the thing, like when you do get into shenanigans, like yeah, it's fun, but then it's like, oh, I just sucked out like 3 hours and I didn't even progress one little bit. So, you know, I think, you know, some people talk about like PvP incentives, and I think I really haven't decided yet if that's a good idea for the game, but personally, but I know Rare has said that they don't want to really reward PvP players because then it would just get a little bit too out of hand. But you know, I think there has to be, I think one thing that would be cool is because this is really the only game where it's like when you complete a mission, you then have to turn in the rewards to actually reap the rewards, right? Like imagine doing or if you haven't played Destiny, I'm sorry, but like if you do like a Destiny raid, okay, and like you at the like after like hours, right, of doing the raid, and you do it and you get there and you get the chest or whatever, and then you have to like fly back and like turn it in. Like I think like anyway, I don't know why that really mattered that much, but like it's the only game where like you complete something but then you're still not done, you have to turn it in to like actually cash in. I think it'd be cool if you automatically get, whether even if it's like not that much, like you get some of the reward right away when you turn in, when you complete a voyage, whether it's like gold or just reputation. I think getting reputation for just completing the voyage would be really nice, so that like if you, let's say, get it stolen or something, like you don't feel like so bad about it. Like at least you got like a little bit of reputation. Just a thought. Like I think that would be kind of nice for players. But you don't necessarily get all the gold and all the reputation if you don't turn in the chest, because I do like that a layer of the game, but I think that's something small that they could add that would be nice for most players.
That could be cool because there's been a lot of times when I'm playing and we have like a big gold hoarder's voyage and we collect like five chests on an island and we dig them all up, and then it might be like at the end of my play session, I'm kind of ready to get off, but unfortunately you got to sail all the way across the map to the closest outpost, so it adds like an extra 15 to 20 minutes of the journey. So that could definitely be cool. I don't know if they'll add that, but another thing I think they could add, or at least liven up, is the outposts. Like pretty much right now, they're, in my opinion, they're dead. Like I don't really see any players on there. I can go look at the shops for 10 minutes and do something, but I think the outposts need to be a place where players can kind of just hang out a little bit. If you don't, f if you just come back from a long voyage and you want to run around and mess around on the outposts, there is still the chance that you could get killed. But I think that they could add some sort of mini game, like a cannon firing mini game, or like a target range or something like that. That can be really cool.
I really think, sorry to interrupt, before I forget, I think like a race would be really cool for sailing. Like 2v2, like sloops, like just racing like a course. That'd be really fun.
Yeah,
Sorry.
and anything like that, like small things that add just more content. Like, because right now people are getting, it's the game's so shallow, people are getting tired of playing. Like, just add something small, like a more livelier outpost. Like, that's all they have to do. And I think that would definitely be a positive move for them within the community.
I definitely agree. I think, yeah, just easy mini games like that would be really cool. I just think like I rose up the sail or the racing just because I think the sailing mechanics are just so cool in this game, and it's like really cool. You can do the teamwork in it is awesome. But anyway, yeah, there's some things I think they can do, and maybe they do have some up their sleeve, and maybe it's not so easy to update the game like that. I don't know, but it does just and it doesn't help that most of the stuff that you hear on gaming websites and like Reddit is like a lot of the negative stuff about how shallow, quote unquote, the game is. And a lot of us still like really logging on to the game despite those issues. So I really hope for the sake of the game, for the sake of our podcast, Brian, that this game that this game does, you know, live it up. Like I just think that like it'd be such a shame because of how amazing the base is. Just to get it up to that level. It's just some transparency. More, I mean, yeah, they have been transparent, but like let's just get some honesty. Let's make an honesty hour this week, Rare. And just tell us what's going on and we'll be happy. We'll support you no matter what, I think.
Yeah, we just need a little heart to heart. Let's get Craig Duncan out here. You should do a
Yeah.
live stream just apologize, own up to these mistakes. I mean,
this isn't gonna be an apology. They don't owe us an apology, but they should just, you know, kind of have some like honesty hour and just acknowledge like some of the shortcomings and just tell us like, hey, like this is what we have in store for you guys. Just be a little bit more patient. I think that would go a long way. Just little things like that.
Definitely. The gaming communities nowadays are really big on not necessarily like the interaction, but just the transparency and the honesty from game developers, because people want to know that they're putting money into a good cause, something that they're going to be playing for a long time, this entertainment. So, just a message to the fans at this point would be nice. I don't know.
The issues do also have to show, like, first of all, it is a $60 game. Like, people expect a little bit more variety in terms of, like, content and gameplay and stuff, which is totally a fair criticism. And I think this started, like, a few years ago, but especially in the past year or so, I think just consumers, if you will, expect they only want to buy, like, I think they want only buy like a few games rather than like buying a lot of games. I think they want to spend more time with like fewer games for obvious reasons, right? They don't want to spend as much money and whatnot. But like, I think that's why when it comes to a $60 game, they expect it to be like not having to buy another $60 game for like months. I think your average gamer probably only buys a few of those. So I think that's kind of the reason why gamers are upset over the content issues. They're trying to get more out of less games, and especially when the focus right now is that graphics always have to be like the biggest part. Like, the graphics are there for this game. It just have to layer on some incentives, you know, and just some more, just more varying content. I think we've kind of beaten down that issue.
I mean, but aside from that, I mean, that's really what this game is at right now, which is kind of annoying, but people just don't want to be cheated and they don't want to feel deceived. And I don't think that's happening with this game, but it might if given the publicity and everything, and the fact that this game has been in development for 4 years, and there's just so many small things, a lot of quality of life improvements, all these things that Rare just like seemingly left out for, I don't really see any good reason that they left all these things out, but there's just so many small things and small content additions that aren't in the game. Things that just would make sense. They're just not there. So people are kind of just like, what have they been doing for 4 years?
The first faction they need to improve is Merchant Alliance, 100%. I think the more you, just another thing about content, like, I think it's, the more you play it, the more you get used to the fact that you have to really just go on these wild goose chases. But like, I still think that needs to be buffed up, and it sucks. Like, sometimes when you lose your coops and you have to like cancel the voyage and whatnot, I think that needs to be buffed up a little bit. I think animals need to be a little bit easier to find sometimes, and just like another thing, I think that needs to be a priority. But I think
just that about small things, like they could give you the coops in your inventory, so you don't have to like go grab every single one. Like, if they just gave it to you, or they just appeared on the ship, like something small like that would definitely improve the overall experience, and it would make my time more valuable. Like, it's a very small thing. Like, you have to go on the ship and accept the voyage and get off the ship and go get the coop. And it doesn't actually take that long in real life, but it's just like a small thing like that could definitely just improve the overall experience of the game.
1000%. We need another thing Alliance
that I just thought of.
Go aside for from it.
Merchant Alliance.
Go for
is,
it.
What is up with these skeleton aimbots?
Oh my gosh. I can't believe we didn't even talk about that. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll do a quick one for next week. Or unless you want to just touch on it briefly.
I mean, all I'll say is that we're sailing next to a skeleton fort, probably like a couple hundred yards away, and these skeletons are lobbing cannonballs. And they're so like point blank hits
island.
So far away. Like, I'm looking at the skull fort, it's like shrouded in fog, I can barely see it, and then all of a sudden like 7 cannonballs hit the ship out of nowhere. Like, what is with this?
I think that's also something that isn't, I think there's been a lot of funny memes about it. Like, they just are very good at math and like physics, and they've been studying for years, you know, like like just beyond the regular life.
We so got a lot of practice with all our with all the with all the ships sailing by.
I think we can save this rant for another time though.
I just had to bring it up because that
is another it could be another hour probably.
Oh, 100%.
But thank you all so much for joining us for another episode. We love talking about Sea of Thieves. We love playing Sea of Thieves, and we really would love to hear from you all. You can always email us at landopod@gmail.com, or you can tweet us. You can write us on Facebook. We're on all the platforms. We're on Spotify now, as well as Apple, Google Play, Stitcher. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you're listening to, it would really help us out if you could subscribe and rate the podcast as well. We love feedback. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week.